A week after my first film job as an extra, the casting director phones me. Can you play a classy call girl? Pull out your slutty clothes. This one will be fun. This one turns out to be less fun because it's winter and I'm wearing high heels and a velvet camisole. I never liked heels, but next month I'll wear the same pair to a long drawn out Catholic wedding. Some girls brought those dorky animal head slippers, but at least their feet are warm. It's 5 a.m. and the tents we change in are hardly heated. The AstroTurf only partially hides the fact that this is actually a used car lot. Some of the gals are taking this movie extra thing very seriously. Someone heard someone else got lines. Did you get lines? Did she get lines? Once someone thought I had gotten lines. No, I didn't. Oh. Well, that tall, quiet guy that never spoke, the one with long, stringy hair and leather jacket, someone discovered him. Some producer. He's being asked to do something bigger. I think they are giving him a role in the movie. He'll have lines. A woman beams towards stringy-haired quiet guy as if this vicarious whiff of Hollywood embryo might make it to term. Those are the people that make good character actors, she says. Never mind, we have hours to stand around in our slutty outfits, freezing and wondering. Some people do this full-time, you know. Frank, an old man with an odd piece of skin hanging from his eye, invites me to sit on a drink cooler. The regular extras see him on all the productions. Today he's playing an older businessman. Frank tells me, I've been an actor for years. I once played Tina Turner in a fundraiser benefit for disadvantaged children. Do you know the secret to making realistic breasts? I'm too tired and too cold to care, but he goes on. Just fill up nylon stockings with birdseed and drop them into a double D bra. They move just like real ones. That's what I did for Tina Turnoff. Everyone thought it was hilarious. I wander to the snack table. Over a stale donut, I meet Aaron. He's a linguistics guy who also plays the ukulele. I'm excited to meet an intelligent single man about my age. Weeks later, we're invited to a rap party event at a restaurant by the mall. The kind that sell loaded potato skins and mozzarella sticks. There, I run into some of the women who play call girls. In the light of day, I can't help noticing that a lot of these women are too old to play call girls, but their eyes are so starstruck, mirrors don't work. One of them is telling the other arrivals about all the movies she'll be working on. She begins to rattle off actors in a southern drawl. George Clooney, Leonardo DiCaprio, and what's her name, the one with the blitz? Aaron and I lose interest. Someone rented a limousine to drive all of us across the mall parking lot from Loaded Potato Skins restaurant to the cinema where we'll pay to watch a screen of the film we were extras in. A ride in a limousine across a parking lot is like being a grown person putting a quarter in the kiddie horse outside Kmart. So Aaron and I go eat dinner at another big restaurant by the mall. Months later, when the DVD comes out, someone tells me, "You're in it. I saw you in one of the deleted scenes."